Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Canadian establishment's long-standing connections and admiration for the Nazis got sloppy, and the fallout hasn't ended.
This embarrassing moment in Parliament honoring a Nazi unit soldier...
He's a Ukrainian hero, a Canadian hero.
...is prompting calls for Canada to reckon with its own history.
How did the Nazi war criminals get in, and how... Were they able to avoid any accountability all this time?
It's unclear how many alleged war criminals were admitted after the Second World War. One Jewish group estimates the number is in the thousands. It's Canada's dirty little secret. The Duchenne Commission probed the issue in the 1980s. Part of its report made public, the rest marked secret. The names of Nazi collaborators never released.
But this all began even before Normandy was stormed. As The Guardian reported in 2004, George W. Bush's grandfather, the late U.S. Senator Prescott Bush, was a director and shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. A network of financiers that is as hidden as the Epstein list. Prescott Bush's business dealings, which continued until his company's assets were seized in 1942 under the Trading with the Enemy Act, led more than 60 years later to a civil action for damages being brought in Germany against the Bush family by two former slave laborers at Auschwitz. An even stranger twist to the narrative, Aleister Crowley served as a spy for the British government. The Beast left his admirers in Berlin in 1932 as Hitler rose to power as the Chancellor in 1933. Oddly enough, Deputy Fuhrer Rudolf Hess was obsessed with Aleister Crowley. After World War II, the rat lines that sent the Nazis scurrying through the Vatican, Spain, and South America landed them in safe harbor in the United States and Canada. One of these rat lines supplied Operation Paperclip that built NASA, the CIA, and the NSA. Decades later, the occultic Nazi death culture continues to flow through the U.S. from Hollywood to Washington, D.C. in one way, shape, or form.
Let me introduce you first, though, to Zina LaVey. Her father, Anton LaVey, is, the founding father of Satanism in this country. Dr. Quino, the high priest of the Church of Set.
Temple of Set.
Temple of Set, also a colonel, interestingly enough, in the United States Army.
Whether it's D.C. insider John Podesta's spirit cooking, uncovered by WikiLeaks, or President Biden's Committee on the Arts and Humanities appointee, blatant Satanist Lady Gaga, the common thread is the no-talent poser artist and Crowley disciple Marina Abramovich. So it wasn't a massive surprise when Ukrainian President Zelensky appointed the talentless artist and darling of the satanic elite, Marina Abramovich, as the ambassador to Ukraine, with a focus on the school children of Ukraine.
The Israeli and Ukrainian presidents gathered for an official ceremony for the unveiling of a new interactive memorial, Crystal Wall of Crying, by world-renowned performance artist Marina Abramovic. The wall is meant to be a symbolic extension of the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem and incorporates crystals from the Ukraine and Brazil in an interactive installation.
Abramovich, a devout follower of Aleister Crowley, who at the very least ritually sexually abused children, while Marina has carried the concepts of Crowley's nauseating thelema into the 21st century.
Marina, I think you are so wonderful, so beautiful and inspiring, and as a woman, I am want to translate what her work means into my own life on a domestic level. I am obsessed with this woman. She is so incredible.
The idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children.
In an article that would make Goebbels beam with pride, the Washington Post suggested using black magic to summon demons against Trump supporters.
I've been interested in golems for a long time. In Ashkenazi Jewish folklore, the golem is a humanoid creature created out of mud or clay, 9-10 feet tall, but don't let the golem wander too far. You're going to need him again. You're going to have to resurrect him once again before long.
Meanwhile, the Church of Satan puts in their full support behind the Ukrainian war effort as more and more Ukrainian soldiers are recorded conducting pagan blood rituals and celebrating their Nazi forefathers. John Bound.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
For asking questions. No one should be demonized for trying to research their world. No one should ever let anyone control their mind. And that's what conspiracy is all about.
Ezra Levant will be joining us coming up to talk about from his research and sources what's really happening in Israel and the wider Middle East. Coming up here in about 10 minutes when we start the next segment. We got so much to cover. I haven't drilled into yet, but we got 45 minutes with us. We got plenty of time. Let me talk about this. I got approached almost 2 years ago by some really amazing patriots that I was introduced to my friends here in Austin, who are some of the most successful whiskey makers, special batch whiskey makers in the United States. And they said, hey, you got funding issues. It's really hard to break into the whiskey market. We are really successful. And they showed me all the special brands they'd done and things for household name people. And they said, hey, for George Washington, they literally said this when I had dinner at Sounder Steakhouse almost 2 years ago. They said, George Washington with Sam Adams funded the war with beer and whiskey. And people, you're not pushing alcohol on anybody. People that already drink, want collector's items, you should do it. And I said, sure, bring me what you think's the best. They said, well, we think a Kentucky bourbon is, high quality, really good, the most popular, and we've got some of the best out there ready for you. Want to do a first 10,000 bottle run. And I said, fine. Took them 6 to 8 months to get it ready. They had a great idea to make a very special first bottle. It's collectible. They have a black light on it. Does a bunch of special things. I'll show you in a moment. And then, even though these guys are bigwigs in this, they had distributors shut them down. They had people say no. They went through hell for a year. So what's happened is the whiskey's been aged an extra year on top of the, 3 years it's been aged. And it just gets better and better. So we came out with this. And again, most revolutionaries kidnap people and rob banks to fund themselves. We don't do that. So for folks that are moralists, think this is bad, hey, that's your issue. I'm not a hypocrite. I drink some. All I'm saying is this is a collector's item. It funds the operation. There's one place to get it, conspiracybourbon.com. And there's a lot of merch there as well, a lot of cool things that are, coming, not just whiskey, but a whole conspiracy culture, where we embrace the label conspiracy theorist, conspiracybourbon.com. That was the CIA term they developed after they killed Kennedy. They said, don't debate all the evidence of multiple shooters, all the evidence. Just call them conspiracy theorists. Well, what does Elon Musk say? We're running out of conspiracies that didn't come true. They've all come true. So this is going to be a collector's item. There's only 10,000 bottles of it. We can easily sell it for $200 a bottle. It's 60-something bucks a bottle. This is very special, and these are great guys that put this together, and they went through hell. So it's a year older, which is not good for tomatoes or oranges to be older, but it is good for whiskey. And it was great whiskey before. It's even better sitting in a bottle for a year. So it is available at conspiracybourbon.com, and I expect it will sell out probably in a week or so. And then we'll come out with a whole new one after that and a whole new design, but it'll be the same incredible stuff. We've got a plan for a tequila, everything, and then it'll fund the second American Revolution. It shouldn't just be the Seagram's folks and the leftists and Dylan Mulvaney and Anheuser-Busch selling their pedophilia and transgenderism, castrating our children and cutting our little daughter's breast off. This will be used to fight the New World Order. So, if you want to get it, this is your chance. ConspiracyBourbon.com. And let me just, before I get back to the news, show you this. Okay, this was the idea of the guys that developed this. They've shot a bunch of interviews with me and other people that will be out soon. But overhead shot, please. This is a black light. If you have a black light at it, look at that. Thus to all tyrants, that's the Virginia famous saying, death to tyrants. It's got a bunch of coded messages in it, a bunch of globalist conspiracies, things they've done. And remember, truth is mightier than a sword. And on the back, it's got the 10 rules of the conspiracy imperatives. Very powerful. And there's a lot of other cool things about it. I'm just going to leave it at that. If you want your bottle, go to conspiracybourbon.com. And there's really crazy liquor laws, so it'll be available in 37 states as well. Limited supplies are going to be hitting some stores, but there'll be a bottle or two per some of these stores that's gone. And so this is your chance to get it. Conspiracy Bourbon at conspiracybourbon.com. Can't go to InfoWarsStore.com. Can't call 888-253-3139 to order it. ConspiracyBourbon.com is the one place. And I'll bet my bottom dollar that these things are going to be, this is my opinion, but I bet this first batch, I bet these bottles are selling for $1,000 a piece in a couple years. So it's up to you whether you want to get it. ConspiracyBourbon.com. Separately, if you want to support the broadcast, get a historic book. It starts shipping in 4 days. I got to start today signing these suckers. It's a fundraiser. Signed copies. InfoWarsStore.com. Unsigned copies. InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to send it to number one, get it at Amazon.com. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. Alex Jones. InfoWarsStore.com. Or if you want to get it for a lower price, you can just share it, give it to the library, whatever, get it at Amazon.com. So we do want to send it to number one. All right, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I'm very proud of The Great Reset and the War for the World. This book's almost twice as long. It took me four or five times longer to write. I did recordings and was heavily involved writing the last one, but they had to condense it down. I spent unbelievable amounts of time on this book. This is all the globalist current crimes, their master plan, how to stop them, but also the alternate plan to offer to counter them. Now, let's just skip this break. I want to come to Ezra Lomance time. Let's play a clip from 60 Minutes in 1996. The Clintons have been in power for 3.5 years, and they tripled, conservatively, the sanctions that Bush and the CIA, Bush Sr., had put on Iraq. No food, no water, no medicine, no penicillin, no machine parts, and they couldn't sell their oil. Saddam never attacked Israel. He was CIA trained in Egypt in the 50s. That's declassified. He attacked the Iranians, killed millions of them at our behest. Then they double-crossed him. He turned against them. I'm not saying he's an angel, but compared to Obama, he is. He's a little devil, instead of a big devil. And millions and millions dead by these sanctions, 500,000 children. It went on for a few years, so the estimate is 2 million dead Iraqi children. And here is the pig, Madeleine Albright, like the pig, Janet Yellen, knows nothing about war, couldn't wipe her own ugly ass. And there she is going, oh, well, he's got a yacht. And they show some old boat. Oh, Saddam's got all this money, so it's okay, we won't sell his oil. By the way, they told him he owed him tens of billions of dollars. from the Iran-Iraq war when he'd been told by the West he didn't know it. That's why he wouldn't pay the IMF World Bank the money he couldn't pay. And so then all that happened because Iraq was weak. He'd worked with the CIA. Their entire intelligence agencies were basically half CIA and Israeli intelligence and other things. And we totally set up Saddam, and it was wrong. And that helped Iran, who is actually out of control and our enemy. So we're hearing from a lot of Israelis that all the Muslims are to blame and all the Palestinians are to blame. Well, are the Iraqis to blame? No, they're not. And if Israel goes ahead with this wiping out of all these Palestinians, it's going to really hurt Israel. I hope Israel doesn't walk into that trap. And I understand it's terrible what Hamas did. Why did our government give them $6 billion? Why did they give them the $87 million of equipment and weapons? That's their deal to do this. They're not... Iran's not under Western control, but it does deals. And it's sick. And there's a larger plan we'll talk about with Ezra Levant coming up. But here's that report from the Time Capsule. We played short clips before, but I want you to see it in context. Here it is.
To punish Saddam...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
To the American military and to the other countries in the region that this man not be a threat.
All right, I don't really need to ask any questions. I really respect Ezra Levant. He's one of the smartest geopolitical brains out there. Many years ago, he launched a conservative network in Canada that became the highest rated in the country. Then the government shut it down. Now, Justin Trudeau, that admits he wants a, quote, basic dictatorship in Canada, is coming after him more, and they've got legislation to basically shut down everything. But that's another issue. The trucker protests, the tyranny, the social credit score, the grabbing the bank accounts. But Ezra Levant's with us for the balance of the hour to talk about what we saw in Israel now 9 days ago and the response. And again, I can't stand Hamas or Hezbollah or Iran. But China and Persia are two of the oldest cultures on earth, thousands, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years old. You can see the trap Israel's going into in Gaza. That's my view. The trap is Hamas won't let people flee, so they all get killed. The world's going to see that, and world opinion's going to turn against Israel, which is already happening. I get it. We bombed Dresden. We blew up Germany when they did. My grandfather was there dropping the bombs. But the public doesn't understand this, and then there's the issue of the stand down. I mean, clearly, 7 hours. Where are the attack helicopters? 5 or 6 of them could have stopped this. Is the government that disjointed, that divided after the shots and the lockdowns? This whole thing's a mess. But what I do know is Biden gave $6 billion 5 weeks ago to Iran, which went right to Hezbollah, right to Hamas, which they admit. And we gave them $87 million in equipment and weapons a few years ago in Afghanistan. And now our borders are open. And hundreds of thousands of other than, quote, Mexicans, most of them Islamicists, are now here in our country protesting, promising attacks. I've got videos we haven't even gotten to of them attacking Jews and attacking synagogues in England and France and stabbing and killing people. And all you see in the news is one crazy guy in America stabbing a young Muslim. That's wrong. Ezra Levant, this just, you can see the danger here with all these wars popping up and China obviously involved in this with Iran, hoping we're just diverted with these aircraft carriers and everything while they get ready to go into Taiwan. That's what I see happening. What do you see happening, Ezra Levant of Rebel Media?
I'm terrified of the same things you are. And I, like you, I think that there needs to be a deep explanation for how things could have gone so wrong in those attacks 9 days ago. How could the official response have been so late and so weak? And it is ironic that it was on the 50th anniversary to the day of the Yom Kippur War in 1973, where Israel was caught flat-footed. Israel, with its famous intelligence services and it's high-tech military. And I think that that's astonishing, and I think there needs to be some deep investigations there. But in the meantime, what does Israel do? And that's, I saw a picture of some wreckage in Gaza, and I thought, in some ways it's a reminder of Stalingrad, but in other ways it's just a trap for Israel soldiers to be booby-trapped or snipers. And I'm worried that there's no happy conclusion here. And I don't know what to offer as a end goal, because Israel did occupy Gaza until 2005, and then it completely removed every living Israeli and, frankly, exhumed the Jewish cemeteries there and removed the dead Israelis, too. Gaza was what Hitler would have called Judenrein, Jew-free, clean of Jews, handed over to the Palestinians with greenhouses, with farms, with houses, and it was quickly taken over by Hamas and turned, instead of into the Singapore or Hong Kong or Dubai of the region, it was turned into a terrorist base.
Just like Lebanon is now run by Hezbollah.
Yeah, and so for 18 years they've been building tunnels and secret entrances and traps and booby traps, and I am very scared about what will happen if a conventional army invades. You can have they have F-35 jets. They have one of the best battle tanks around called the Merkava. But how does that work in an urban door-to-door environment? And as you mentioned, there are always civilian casualties in war. I mean, you mentioned the Dresden firebombings, the Tokyo firebombings. I mean, remember, the war ended after two atom bombs were deliberately detonated, not over Japanese military bases, but over civilian cities, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So civilian casualties are a terrible part of war, have been for all time. But when Israel is involved, the whole media shifts towards counting every single civilian who was killed. There was 1.5 million civilians killed in Iraq, at least. There were hundreds of thousands of civilians killed in Afghanistan. But when Israel gets involved, they count everyone, and it takes away Israel's moral authority. Hamas plays to that. That's why they base their commanders in schools, hospitals, apartment buildings. Not their tip-top commanders. They're in Doha, Qatar. Let me throw one thing at you, Alex.
No, that's what I was about. I actually had that in my list. Why doesn't Israel go kill the people in other countries? We know they can do it. Why not kill the leadership? I would support that.
Well, exactly. Think about what Antony Blinken just did. He went to Qatar, he went to Doha, and he met the emir there, and he expressed his appreciation to the emir for doing some negotiations. But just down the street at the Four Seasons, that's where Hamas's military leadership is based. And here you have Blinken tweeting how appreciative he is to Qatar. I just know in my bones that Trump would have called up the emir of Qatar and said, you hand them over or we're going to go in and get them. And there's no or else. He's just going to do it.
That's the next big issue. Why do we get the Abraham Accords and peace with Trump? Because he wasn't playing games.
Yeah, and remember when Iran tried something and there were American casualties, Trump went after Soleimani, a very, very senior military leader.
That's what you do. You kill their leaders. I wouldn't be upset if they killed the Ayatollah Khomeini right now. We need to kill the leaders. I will support killing the leaders right now.
I have a theory. You know, we see two American aircraft carriers in the region, and everyone assumes they're there to suppress maybe the Hezbollah in Syria, Lebanon. But maybe, and listen, I don't know, but it struck me, given how hostile this American administration is to Israel and how friendly they've been to Iran, including, like you mentioned, sending $6 billion to Iran just a few weeks ago, maybe those aircraft carrier groups are there to say to Israel, now don't you send any fighter jets over to Tehran. Don't you send any fighter jets over to Qatar.
You're right. You notice that now Israel's backing off a little bit with the ground invasion. That's probably true.
You know, I don't know what the long-term fix is, because I don't think Israel can reoccupy. I don't know if it should or would or could reoccupy Gaza. And the thing is, when you train those students from kindergarten to be pro-terrorists, to hate the Jews, you're going to breed a generation of people who have deep within their heart, you know, a killing mentality. It's what Hitler did with the Hitlerjugend. It's what Mao did with the Red Guard.
I was just thinking, I talked to World War II vets, that the worst thing they had to do was kill like 10-year-olds, but they were shooting phosphorus tipped grenades at their tanks. They had to kill them. We'll be right back with Ezra Levant. Absolutely. I didn't know what he was going to say, but I agree with him totally. This is sick. There's a larger geopolitical goal here. We'll talk about what that is when we come back with Ezra Levant of Rebel Media. Ezra Levant at Twitter, at Ezra Levant and rebelnews.com.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia?
Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I would encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached a critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us a number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Judge a tree by its fruits. And Rebel Media has done nothing but defend freedom unlike
any
other organization.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
RebelNews.com, battling the new world order at point blank range. Ezra Levant, who is also Jewish, spent a lot of time in the Middle East, is a really smart guy. We are honored to have him. And like, here's where I'm at. When I say things that look really bad that Israel did, or I say bad things about the jihadis, I'm trying to have a debate here. They're just simply choosing a side. I'm, with a 35,000-foot view or a million-foot view, looking at our government giving them Afghanistan $87 billion of weapons and infrastructure, $6 billion 5 weeks ago. Then this happens. Then I've got Israeli newspapers with video confirming that they knew where the Mossad and Shin Bet bases were. And they were all, almost no one there, but a few people that got killed. And then you've got 7 hours, you've got Israeli generals driving from Tel Aviv down to save their families, wondering where is everybody. The soldiers on the ground, very small numbers, didn't know what was happening. There was no command and control. 5 attack helicopters. I've talked to folks involved in it. Would have wiped out those guys. Okay, there's an attack. We know what's going on. Within an hour, they're at the bases. They're up in the air. They're taking them out. So big picture here, how does this feed into the geopolitical situation? And what do we expect to come out of this? And what happens if Israel does go in? And then you've got the images of millions of people displaced. And then you've got China and Iran behind it. And then you've got Joe Biden, that's a Chi-Com agent. This just really, at a gut level, not just intellectually, Ezra Levant, makes me very, very concerned. At a level I've never been concerned, this concerned. You've got China about to move in Taiwan. You've got the situation in Ukraine, the Russians winning, and then you've got all the domestic issues. Ezra, please continue.
Yeah, you saw Biden saying, oh, we can handle the cost of two wars. He said that to 60 Minutes. You saw Yellen saying, oh, America's doing great. We can afford all these wars. I don't believe that. And look how stretched thin the United States is by giving so much of its ammunition and its weapons to Ukraine and now deploying 2 aircraft carrier groups to the region of Israel. I think China would accurately assess America at being at its weakest point in decades. And I am terrified of what they might try and do. And Iran, they sense the weakness, and neither China nor Iran nor Russia tried anything when Trump was there because he projected strength and a no-nonsense style. And Biden comes across as weak, cognitively in decline. But I think Blinken, who is not cognitively in decline, Blinken is at his intellectual prime. So what he says, I think people can take at face value. He goes to Qatar, where the terrorist headquarters is down the street, and instead of saying hand them over or stop them, he says, hey guys, I really appreciate all your help in facilitating these negotiations. So even when America speaks clearly and not in a senile way, it projects weakness. I am deeply worried about this, but there's one more thing I want to talk about, and that is what's happening on the home front. Because after Pearl Harbor, you know, there were some internment of Japanese Canadians, and I think the same thing happened in the United States. And I think there was some ethnic guilt by association. But what you did not see, Alex, is Japanese Americans, Japanese Canadians having rallies in San Francisco and Japan cheering Pearl Harbor. You know, when the Battle of Britain was going on, when German Luftwaffe was attacking Britain, you didn't see German Canadians, you didn't see German Americans having rallies in city centers in Boston or New York or Toronto cheering the Luftwaffe. You didn't see ethnic solidarity in North America cheering the killing of allies. That is a new phenomenon to see across America in Times Square, in L.A., in San Diego, in Chicago, and in my country, in Toronto, Montreal, Ottawa, Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, to see not just people saying we're with civilians or we're against war, but to say we support what was done and to echo the phraseology of Hamas, from the rivers to the sea, Palestine will be free. If you look at it, means get rid of every Jew in Israel. And I've just never seen such brazen embracing of a violent nihilistic creed. Even the Nazis, Alex, not that they had the technology back then to live stream their atrocities, but they didn't particularly advertise that the death camps were death camps. If you look at the
that's right, they actually did it. So we have an open, absolutely, and they have hundreds of thousands in the U.S., millions in Europe, of military age fighting men. I've watched the videos. You're saying we're going to kill all the Jews, we're going to burn Europe down, we're going to burn America down. They're out there very arrogant, and our own government's brought them in.
And you know, there's a lot of, you talk about the geopolitics, and I know you love to follow China, Iran, Russia. I do too. But in some ways, and obviously that affects America, America being the largest military in the world, America has bases around the world, America has economic interests everywhere. But in some ways, caring about foreign affairs is almost an indulgence compared to the home front, homeland security, protecting the heartland. And that's what actually scares me in a way I've never been scared before in my life. As you mentioned, I'm Jewish. I'm born and raised in Canada. Never for a second did I feel in danger or that I wasn't free and equal in this wonderful land of opportunity. I would have felt the same in the United States, obviously.
But now you have a dictatorial leader bringing in record levels of military-age men.
And for the first time ever, I see people in my own cities chanting that they want Hamas to succeed and continue on. And there's actually been some, you know, not pogroms scale attacks, but I don't know if I feel safe in my own homeland, my homeland being Canada. And so there's the foreign affairs, the entanglements, the alliances, the schemes. And
that's what I'm getting from listeners. And this is what Michael Yon said last night. He said, hey, nothing against Israel, but if America falls, Israel's gone. He made the point, our countries are open, the borders are open, we're falling, and that should be front and center, absolutely.
Well, you saw the FBI director talking, you know, for the first time, and even Kissinger himself, for the first time said, well, maybe we brought in too many people from cultures that are not a fit. And yet, and we see Rishi Sunak, the PM of the United Kingdom, talking tough, but there has never been more boats crossing the English Channel packed with...
I was about to say, the fact that they're now backing off on this shows they've already pulled the trigger and they want plausible deniability. I think I was going to raise that for you. 100-year-old Kissinger... gravely mistaken to let in so many people of different cultures, religions, and concepts. We've got multiculturalism has failed and threatens to bring down British democracy, Home Secretary says. So the fact that they're still facilitating it, but now backing away from it, shows me they believe the inflection point or flashpoint is here. Is that what Ezra Levant, the head of Rebel Media, is saying?
Well, I think so, because look, whatever the resolution is in the Middle East, and I hope it's a peaceful one, and I hope it's it's one that stops the terrorism, but we already have, as a fact, people in Canada, the United States, Britain, Germany, France, people who do not believe in the separation of mosque and state, who don't believe in nonviolent solutions to problems, who don't believe in
pluralism. I totally agree. Islam is non-compatible. If you look at Islamic countries, they're all green on the pie charts of Muslim. They're all 99% or 100% Muslim. They do not live in an open sandbox. We are bringing people in that are incompatible. The globalists weren't dumb. Why did they do it? Why are they now, at least in rhetoric, backing away from it?
Well, listen, there are obviously some wonderful people from Muslim lands who believe in freedom. There's an enormous number of Persians who came to America after the Ayatollah took over.
And Kurds.
So a lot of Persians, yeah, particularly in the L.A. area, for example. There's a lot of Persian Americans who love democracy and freedom, and they were sort of expelled or fled Iran after the Ayatollah took over. And there are others, but we don't bother to vet. We don't bother. In Canada, for example, we're on track to bring in 1 million migrants, which is like 10 million in the U.S. Like, the scale is unprecedented. They don't have interviews anymore. They're not interviewed in person. It's all a paper application, basically online. So we don't know if people agree with the equality of men and women, if people agree that Jews and other non, you know, other...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Five years now, there were a lot of foreign international students who came to the university I was at, and they took maybe one or two classes a semester just to say they were students, but the rest of the time they basically worked as foreign agitators. And there's a lot of international students who do that. And by the way, it's not just from Arab countries. I think there's a lot of foreign nationals from China who are chosen by China to be the sons and daughters of the Communist Party poobahs. And I think there's a lot of problems through unvetted international students who come with malicious intentions. And I think we should start vetting them. I'm not saying ban them all, but we ought to ask them.
No, I totally agree. And the Islamists just say, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. They'll lie to these leftists all day until they get control. So let's talk about this. I try to study every major country. I try to study Israel. It gives me a headache because it's like Canada. There's so many different parties. And it's a parliamentary, and I can't figure it out. I'm not attacking Netanyahu. I've seen him as better as some of the leftist groups, but then I see all this and I just ask myself, what's really going on? What's happening with judicial reform? Definitely he was in trouble. Now this will probably help him. What about the standout? I have trouble, and I try to understand this, Ezra. You've been over there a lot. Maybe you know, probably know better than I do. What's the real power play? Because when I see Yuval Noah Harari come out and say Benjamin Netanyahu's a dictator, and we don't need to strike back. Well, he's the WEF New World Order spokesperson. So who are the different camps in Israel? Because that's important.
You know, I was in Israel just a month ago. We did what we call the Abraham Accords tour. We went to Israel, and then we flew across Saudi Arabia to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and we met with people in the United Arab Emirates who were genuinely for peace. And I left feeling exuberant and hopeful that maybe we were in some sort of post-history moment. Remember when the Berlin Wall came down in 89, and Francis Fukuyama wrote an essay called The End of History, and how we were all going to all in our different countries go to McDonald's and watch Disney and we'll just become consumers in the end of history. Well, Osama bin Laden had a different idea and Putin had a different idea and Xi Jinping has a different idea and history is not over. And I have to say for one brief moment I saw, look what Trump built, the Abraham Accords, peace at last between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Morocco and Sudan and maybe it'll, and Bahrain and maybe Saudi Arabia. I felt so peaceful and hopeful. And that is going to be a casualty of this. And so I don't want to give way to pure speculation. Because
well, there's definitely globalist forces that don't want the crisis in the Middle East to end.
Absolutely. You know, it's always a good idea to ask that question in Latin. It's cui bono, who benefits? And, you know, another way of saying it is follow the money. I think that the facts are not yet in about how such a traumatic, horrific, military-style incursion could have gone unresponded to for so many hours. I don't want to... I am open to any explanation of it, and I've seen some, but I think we have to see much better answers to that. And I have to say, there are intrigues going on. Think about the different players. We've already talked about Iran, China, even Russia. Whose side are they on here? And I find it disturbing. By the way, I think Netanyahu's judicial reforms were sound. I mean, the Israeli Supreme Court was so out of control. They wanted, in a way, to vet their own.
Sure, it's just like in Brazil, where the Supreme Court's become a dictatorship.
Yeah, and so Netanyahu has his flaws. I was deeply against his imposition of the vaccine so vigorously. He was really...
Well, yeah, I liked Netanyahu until he did that.
Yeah, and so I really became skeptical of that. But his judicial reforms, if you knew how dominant the Supreme Court was over there, you would be
shocked. Oh, look at Argentina. The courts have indicted Javier Milei.
Yeah, and so, listen, I don't want to tell you that I understand what happened 9 days ago. I don't. But I'm afraid of what's to come. I'm afraid of Hezbollah, who are much better armed, who are de facto an Iranian armed force with over 100,000
And what
missiles.
If they attack from the north with their precision weapons? What if the Gaza Strip attacks? I mean, Israel could be completely overrun, but let's expand on that. Yuval Noah Harari is a bad guy. I think you'll agree. If you disagree, tell me. Well, he comes out and says Netanyahu is a dictator. That makes me know there's bigger stuff at play. Here's the WEF coming out against Netanyahu. Here it is.
What limits the power of the government? In the USA, there is an entire system of checks and balances. In Israel, we have no constitution, no senate, no federal structure, and no other check on the power of the central government except one. The Supreme Court. Now, the government is trying to gain control of the Supreme Court. If it succeeds, there will be no mechanism that limits its power. Coalition members have already proposed numerous laws and regulations that discriminate against Muslims, Christians, women, LGBTQ people, and secular people. They are only waiting to take control of the Supreme Court, and then they could unleash this dictatorial flood. Also, with the Supreme Court neutralized, the government could easily rig the elections, for example, by denying Arab citizens voting rights or by closing down all independent media outlets. Israel will still hold elections, just as Russia holds elections, but it will become a dictatorship. This should be a grave concern. Not just to Americans who care about democracy or about the Jewish people. The USA might soon have to deal with a new militaristic dictatorship in the Middle East, armed not only with nuclear capabilities, but also with advanced cyber weapons able to strike anywhere in the world.
So let me give you my take, and we'll get Ezra Levant's take on Rebel Media. He supports all the censorship. He says the human era is over. He supports this whole globalist operation. And then now he comes out and the full clip goes into, you know, Israel shouldn't basically do anything. Folks, that's, you've all know Harari, one of the top globalists. So there's a lot of big movements. Big stuff's happening. We're at the crossroads. Ezra Levant, a chilling clip.
He is terrifying, and I want to say every word he said there was a conspiracy theory. He's talking about banning Arabs, banning media. None of those things whatsoever were in the judicial reforms. He's just, what he's doing is his imagination is running wild. He's projecting onto Netanyahu and other maybe religious parties in Israel what they might do if the Supreme Court is pruned a bit. But the Supreme Court in Israel is partisan and in ways that even Americans would be shocked by. So I just want to say every word he said there was, I'm not going to call it a lie because it was speculation, but it was wild and baseless. But remember who Yuval Noah Harari is. He is Klaus Schwab's sort of muse. I'm not going to say right-hand man, but his idea generator. He's the guy.
He's a high priest. He's a high priest of transhumanism.
Exactly. He's the guy who mused, you probably have the clip, about the future of people being, he calls them useless eaters. Because
no, quite frankly, he's the closest thing I've seen. His rhetoric is very Hitlerian. But separate from him being a Jew, it's very, oh, you are useless. You are not in the future. You go away now.
Yeah, it's terrifying, and he says that the time for people is over. He said that COVID was a test drive for taking away people's civil liberties on other matters. I think you all know Harari is a terrifying and terrible man, teamed up with Schwab. And the irony there is Schwab's own father was an actual Nazi industrialist. That's the crazy thing.
By the way, I know you got to go, but give us an update on the SS guy that actually killed Jews and actually ran literal massacres in the Holocaust being praised. They just hope that goes away.
It's so weird. Vladimir Zelensky comes to the Canadian Parliament and they introduce some guy who's 98 or something as a hero. They call him a hero who fought against Russia in the Second World War. And I'm thinking, hang on a second. If you're fighting against Russia in the Second World War, it sounds like you're probably a Nazi. And he was introduced as part of the 1st Ukrainian Division or something. But that was the Nazi SS battalion in Ukraine that they found some Nazis to volunteer with Hitler. They changed their name in literally the last days of the war to change their identity, and thousands of them migrated to Canada. They basically lied to immigration.
Yeah, for those who didn't know, some of the biggest parts of the Holocaust happened in Ukraine.
And the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, her name's Chrystia Freeland, her grandfather was a Ukrainian Nazi who stole a newspaper from a Jew and turned it into a Nazi propaganda machine. So there's no way in hell that the Deputy Prime Minister, hearing of this fellow, and I'm not blaming her for her grandfather, but she tried to cover up her grandfather's Nazism, and then she led the standing ovation for this Nazi in Canada. I'm not saying that the whole of Parliament loves Nazis.
No, she's carrying out Nazi-style policies of censorship and debanking and arrest for free speech. She's a deputy head of the WEF.
She's literally on their board. What's so crazy is they call everyone else Nazis, but they're the ones giving standing ovations to real Nazis. And Canada was about the worst in the world at funding Hamas through the UN. Things are rough up here, Alex. I know they're rough in America, too. We got to keep fighting for freedom.
Unbelievable. Ezra Levant, incredible insight. Go to rebelnews.com. Thank you, Ezra.
Thanks, my friend. Bye-bye.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.